When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, I got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Hey, g'day, Jai. How you going, mate?
How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. A bit of whiting story before we get into fishing today. Caught a few.
I went out on Saturday in the middle of the day, not expecting too much, and got a dozen good fish on topwater, all on Bass Day sugar pens. So
yeah,
that was good. The first session of the season, and got nice. Stuck into them. Stoked.
I love whiting in the fry pan. Beautiful stuff. Well, mate, what's happening land-based around the moment?
The guys fishing in the Dawesville Cut during the day, there's been King George whiting, tarwine, and the odd skippy to be caught. At night, the herring have been showing up in that strong incoming tide.
Yep.
The herring have been quiet during the day, but if you want to go down there during the night, the jetties have been fishing really well for them. Okay. I've also been walking the rock walls on the northern side and getting a few nice squid as well, particularly at night, dusk sort of stuff.
Yep.
And as I said before, people wading the flats in the estuary, the Harvey or the Peel, it doesn't really matter. Find the warm water and you're going to find the whiting.
Yep.
And they seem to be really aggressive on top water. Subsurface is a good one if you can't find that warm water.
Okay.
Down the beaches, they're a little bit quiet on the beaches the last few weeks with that fairly weedy. But if you want to go down, the White Hills Preston stretch has been the best. And there's been the odd tailor and a nice-sized mulloway being caught occasionally as well. Yep. For the crabs, they're still a little bit slow to start. Land-based guys are finding the best luck out of canals.
Right.
Say Mandra Keys, places like that. They're not very big, but you're getting the few legals to have a feed.
Right.
In the boat, people are doing much better, fishing the drop-offs, particularly around that Dawesville Cut sort of area.
Yep.
For the boaties, with the demersal ban still on, there's not a huge amount of options, but trolling in the estuary has produced some really nice-sized tailor, particularly in the Harvey, all around the channel markers and the drop-offs there. I've had good success.
Right.
And if you do want to get out in the boat, some nice-sized Sam whiting and the odd King George have been taken as well. 10 to 30 metres seems to be the best for them, and there's also been a few Sam submission kingfish to be caught as well.
Well, those crabs, of course, will pick up when we get a bit more sunny weather, but
absolutely,
haven't had much, have we? So
December should be spot on for them.
All right, latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle. I take it as a lure, a Bass Day Sugar Lipless.
Yes, so this is it's a different style of stick bait. I normally talk about topwater stick baits. This is a slow sinking stick bait.
Right.
So it gives you that option. You can wind it fast over the surface when they're being really aggressive. When they're not being aggressive, you know, you can kind of slowly roll it over the surface. And when they are following and not hitting, you can just pause. It sinks. And quite often that's the moment they'll just smash it because it's looking like it's getting away from them. Also good on herring. You can use it for skippy, small tailor. It is quite a heavy lure, so you can get that really big cast out of it.
So you'd call that a kind of an all-round kind of
lure. A great all-rounder, yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's the Bass Day Sugar Lipless, of course, available at Tucky's Tackle, which or whom are open all weekend. Mate, are you going out fishing or what?
Absolutely, mate. I'll be out there tomorrow, hopefully get back into some whiting.
Good stuff. Good on you, Jai. Thanks for coming in, mate. We look forward to catching you next Friday.
Have a nice weekend.
There we go. It's a real fishing spot with Jai Sheridan on the wave.